You probably know him from his role as Finch in the American Pie trilogy, and now he's on a very popular show on CBS called Scorpion. Get Eddie K. Thomas in here. It's already been renewed for its second season.
Nice. All right.
Congratulations on that.
This is what you guys look like.
Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for letting me sit here.
Do we have beers? I saw beers in the fridge. It's St. Patrick's Day. Do you want a beer?
It's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Guinness? Welcome to the Heidi and Frank Show.
I also don't drink. So I think that's a no.
Did you drink at one time? Have you guys been drinking?
Not yet.
We're waiting on you to get here.
You want your guests to be drunk.
It's a little...
But not the host.
Yeah.
That's actually good radio.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm not going to get drunk for you. And we used to do middays.
Right.
You know, from 10 to 2. It was more acceptable to start drinking around noon.
I remember your middays, 10 to 2.
But mornings, we tried to do a couple morning drinking shows, and people just look down on that.
That's a real problem.
It is.
Yeah, that's when you know
Though
you
it's
have
accepted
a real
in some countries, it's not a good thing.
It is funny, though, like when you're at work, obviously not, or even when you're at home on the weekends, but when you're on vacation somehow, you're like, oh, we're down in Cabo. I can have a margarita at 10
Probably still a bad thing.
Well, I know, but you're like, oh, we're in Cabo on vacation.
Not so much in LA, but in New York today, there's just this understanding that everyone's allowed to be drunk the moment the sun comes up.
That's right. Yep, the big parade.
Yeah, where's your green, man? St. Patrick's Day.
I didn't realize it till I was in the car.
Green underwear?
He's kinky. He likes getting pinched by strangers.
No, I got nothing.
No, the black and gray.
Wearing a blue hat.
I had a booger in my nose when I got here.
We'll give it to you.
Put it on the booger board before you leave.
Got it.
Celebrity booger board.
I heard the blue used to be the color, and it's changed at some point to green. So technically, you're just celebrating old school St. Patrick's Day.
Wow.
Yeah, with the blue.
I'm a Renaissance man.
Mm-hmm.
The blue hat. Congratulations on Scorpion.
Thank you so much.
Did you ever think that Finch from American Pie would be a part of an international network of super geniuses?
The answer to that is no.
What's your genius on the show?
I'm the behaviorist of the show.
And that is?
I read people. I know when you're lying, when you're not lying.
Has it happened where like people are such fans of the show that when they actually, you know, when people start to think that you can actually do that, and they're like, hey, so can you like read me and like when they see you out and you're like, it's a role.
So the biggest fans of the show have been older women.
Okay.
And very young children. Like 7 and 8 year olds. And it's like a CBS genius show where we say a lot of stuff that I don't even understand, but little kids love it. And they don't really look at me as a behaviorist, but I'm just kind of a superhero, which is the best thing.
That is pretty awesome.
Ever. They get that look in their eyes. They're like, you're the guy who catches all the bad guys. Oh, wow. And that's been really feeding my ego a lot.
So when you're getting your lines, like you said, it's a lot of big words, a lot of genius stuff you're talking about. You have no idea what you're saying. Did you ever research behaviors to see, what it was all about?
No, I should have, though.
Probably.
I'm based off a real guy. So the show is loosely inspired by this real-life super genius guy named Walter O'Brien. And it's not about his life, but it's loosely inspired by his life. And he has some people. He runs this company that helps out various things. And he has one guy who he brings to meetings where he's trying to win like a $15 million contract to help somebody fix their company. And he'll bring this other guy to the meeting. And after the meeting, that guy will go, you can actually get $25 million from him.
Whoa.
Just reading the facial features.
How aggressive they are, how needy they are.
Or being able to play poker, just being able to read people's
Definitely don't
tells.
Want to play poker with this guy.
No.
But the way it works on the show is, we all have certain superpowers, if you will, that make us able to do anything and everything.
If you could actually have a superpower, be a superhero.
Invisibility.
Oh, yeah.
So I could watch women get naked.
All right. Yeah.
Such a guy. Yeah. I'm down with that.
Is there anything better than that?
Mine would be, I think I want to fly. I want to be able to get some, not fly necessarily, but teleport somehow.
What was the movie with Kevin Bacon where he was able to get invisible and then he went in and had
that
Invisible
Man?
Kevin Bacon?
Invisible
wasn't
Man?
Kevin Bacon the
wasn't Chevy Chase the Invisible Man?
No, he was too. There was a scene that he, Hollow Man. He'd look across the building into this woman and watch her get undressed and he got invisible and went over and hung out in her room and
Here's
there was a whole
thing.
Sex scene where
we
he wasn't there.
We can fly. The airport is really close to here.
No, it takes too long. No, I want to teleport.
Right,
I want to
You want to fly without the security line?
That sounds good to me.
Okay. Yeah.
She doesn't want to wait that long on her vacation morning drink. She wants to teleport to wherever she is and right
Come
to a mimosa.
Lava flow.
I got to get there. Come on. Absolutely.
Was there a time when you did drink and you just said give it up?
Yeah, I mean, I was never the craziest drinker in the world. I just stopped for a minute, and then I just
realized
kept going.
How good you felt. Yeah.
You know what happens is I sleep really well.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice to go to bed and fall asleep.
Right,
and
not pass out.
Yeah, not pass out and wake up 2 hours later.
We don't know anything about that. That's the problem.
And and with this show, we work so... It's really hard making single camera television, single cameras.
You got to shoot everything at least 3 times.
We shoot just a lot, and we blow stuff up, and we're chasing people, and we're saying all this scientific stuff, and we just have a huge amount of work, and we got to do a whole action movie in like 9 days. And literally, when you see the show, it's an action movie.
Right.
2 weeks ago, we crash. We're in a helicopter that crashes into a tree, and the helicopter's about to fall out of the tree, and we got to rappel down.
Do your own stunts?
No, not even a little bit.
Not even close?
I rappelled about a foot down to the ground.
We got the shot. All right, bring in the stuntman.
Yeah, they got amazing stunt people. But, you know, it's the stunt crew from Fast and Furious is doing our show. Have you guys seen that preview with them falling out of the plane and stuff?
Or with him...
It's going to make $1 gazillion.
Them driving from one building into another building, like from... Several stories.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't be promoting that movie, but we have that stunt crew. They really dropped those cars out of the planes.
Whoa.
There weren't people in them when they shot it, but they were like, "No, let's just drop the cars out of the plane."
And that's a one take right there.
Yeah, he said
we better
of money,
get this right. Oh, I forgot to hit record.
Oh shoot! Okay, let's do it again.
Eddie K. Thomas hanging out with us from the show Scorpion on CBS plays the role of Toby. It airs Mondays at 9 p.m.
It aired last night. You just missed it. You gotta wait till next week.
I gotta ask you, because Catherine McPhee is on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What does she smell like?
Beauty.
Yeah, he's had a crush on her since American Idol.
Well, I think everybody has a crush on her. She just says something about her that is just...
It's funny you ask what she smells like, because my nickname for her on set is Fabric Softener.
Oh.
Because she just, as you can imagine, we all get along wonderfully and we're having a great time, but we work long hours. And whenever she comes in, maybe it's just because she does sing a lot, and whenever she sings, things get a little bit nicer.
Aww.
And it's not because she smells like fabric softener, but she just brings a softness and wonderfulness
for the
entire
set.
And I think that's why she's so popular and a celebrity and, you know.
She has that special quality.
She has that quality. She also sings actually like an angel. If angels... sang, they would sound like that.
I can't wait to have her in here and ask her what you smell like.
Yeah, please don't ask her. We spent a lot of time together. Yeah.
But I was looking.
They don't call me Fabric Softener.
Right.
Eddie K. Thomas hanging out with us. When I was looking at your bio, it says since 2005, you've been heard as the voice of Barry in the animated series.
Yes, American. I have.
And I didn't know that. And my son, huge Seth MacFarlane fan, Family Guy, American Dad. And I was like, hey, Barry's coming in tomorrow. He's like, really? I mean, he was so excited that I'm meeting Barry.
So the show I'm on now, I'm very lucky. We get like 15 million viewers a week. And American Dad, I don't know the numbers, but it's nowhere near that. People get so excited about American Dad.
Yeah.
That show, people go crazy. It's been on for 10 years now.
Right, right.
And it's gotten better and better and better. Yeah, I got really lucky with that. I auditioned to play the role of the son, and I used that ridiculous voice only because it just came out of me at the audition. And then, like...
It wasn't like that you were driving over going, ah.
No.
Like, what am I going to do? What am I going
to
do?
I walked into the audition having no idea what to do, and I was imitating Seth Green's voice on Family Guy. And he does Brian, that kind of thing. And I just kind of got it more excited. And it came out of me. And then I get a call a few days later from Seth MacFarlane, who I didn't know the voice of Brian the dog is just Seth's voice. And I got a call from Brian the dog. And I'm like, what is going on here?
That is awesome.
And
did they have a picture of Barry? Okay, this is the character. And you kind of just said, okay, look at him.
No, when I got it, because I had auditioned for a different role. And then Seth just was like, now say this. And I just said different lines.
With this crazy voice.
And now I'm on American Dad.
That's great.
I don't do any other voice stuff or cartoons.
Yeah, but you didn't know you did Barry.
I didn't know I did Barry.
Audition. Who knows?
It's
what
a
you got?
Horrible imitation of Seth Green doing a imitation of somebody else.
Right.
Well, like I said, congratulations on Scorpions.
Thank you.
It is a very good show, and you play the role of Toby. It's Scorpions in its first season, but it's already renewed for its second season. And
one of the success stories of this year, so it's very exciting.
About an eccentric genius who forms an international network of super geniuses to act as the last line of defense to save us all.
You're welcome.
Who doesn't? I know. Yeah. No kidding. I feel like I
thank
should
you,
offer
Eddie.
You something.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
We're going to take a quick break. Come right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.